WCYB Digital Radio. This is today's cybercrime news. Zoom paid $3.9 million to bug bounty hunters in 2022, which means its bug bounty program has now surpassed $7 million in awards, according to UC Today. The program, which began in 2021, calls on the expertise of the ethical hacking community to find vulnerabilities in Zoom's platform. In return, the company provides payment which averages nearly $4,500 per bug. As a result, Zoom's security team is resolving reports at a much quicker rate. From ABC News, the personal information of more than 8,000 staff and clients of a health organization that services remote communities in Queensland, Australia, was accessed in a cyber attack. The Apunipuma Cape York Health Council said an unidentified third party accessed Medicare numbers and, in some cases, copies of passports, tax file numbers, driver's licenses, and bank and superannuation details of those affected. However, officials are confident that nothing has been misused or is being held, based on advice from cybersecurity experts. Credit rating agencies are increasingly factoring in cybersecurity as a part of their assessment criteria, The Washington Post reports. After facing major cyber attacks, some companies have unfortunately suffered in the credit rating department, such as Equifax. The company's credit outlook was downgraded by Moody's after a 2017 data breach, with officials saying the incident was a catalyst for change. Another company to face credit consequences was SolarWinds, which was hit by Russian hackers in 2020. However, they have since rebounded with a stable credit outlook. A voice identification system used by the Australian government for millions of people has a serious security flaw, according to The Guardian. Centrelink and the Australian Taxation Office both give people the option of using a voice print, along with other information, to verify users' identity over the phone, allowing them to then access sensitive information from their accounts. But new reports say these systems can be fooled by AI-generated voices. These scams, which are referred to as voice cloning, are the result of new technology using machine learning and a voice model, and are offered by a number of apps and websites either for free or for a small fee. From Time, TikTok Chief Executive Officer Xu Zhichu plans to tell Congress his app does more to protect young users than rival social media platforms. His argument is that the app, which is owned by Chinese internet leader ByteDance, expends a lot of effort to protect its user base, including blocking those under 16 from sending direct messages and imposing an automatic 1-hour scrolling limit for those under 18, the latter of which is a policy the company just instituted this month. The Czech Republic's internet TV provider Skylink was hacked, Broadband TV News reports. As a result, the company, which is under the M7 Group umbrella, confirmed that systems were down and that an extensive repair process is underway. Information about who is behind the attack remains unclear, as does the full extent of damage to the operations. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.